This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Prime of your day, the prime of your life, prime of your mind working. We're here to grease the axles in your brain so they work a little bit better. Why'd you stop the music, Michael? That gets me going, gets me charged up, gets me focused. I happen to be Doug Steffen. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program you're listening to with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and we're going to start something new today, sports with Michael Fortier at 15 and 45.
Awesome.
How about that?
I love that.
All right.
If only we had done that a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah, well, a little inside. So the police in Ferguson, Missouri, say they are preparing for possible protests. How do you like that alliteration?
Yeah, because nobody thinks that those
possible
protests. No one thinks his officer, Darren Wilson, is going to be indicted.
Nobody thinks that?
No, that's why they're all getting, I mean, people are buying guns, cops are getting ready, they're holding off on the verdict. It's crazy. It'll be
so
bad.
The governor of Missouri, Mr. Jay Nixon, no relation to former President Richard Nixon, says the grand jury decision on Michael Brown is expected to be in mid to late November. So the National Guard is being put on alert if the police officer is not indicted by the grand jury. Do I have that right?
You have it right.
I think I have it right.
You do. You just caught me mid-drink of water, but yes, you have it right.
Okay. So there is, listen, there's been so much speculation on this. There's been so much noise about this. Mm-hmm. I don't really know that it's worth, this is the latest wrinkle, so it's worth a comment, a little bit of conversation, and that's about it, unless there's something more to add
to
it.
I think because of that evidence that came out a few weeks ago, the coroner's report that he was right on top of Darren Wilson when he was shot, Michael Brown, that everybody's claim that he was just innocently...
How does the coroner know that? How do you know that?
I think by how the bullet enters the body, you can figure out where it came from.
Really? But how does he know he's on top? They could have been standing.
Well, I think they weren't
together.
Necessarily on top of him. What I'm saying is that he was at close range.
Mm-hmm. So that will prevent the grand jury from indicting the police officer?
Because it backs up his story.
That information. Really?
Now, what I do think is that this guy is ruined. I mean, Darren Wilson, really? Where is he going to be able to go now? The guy is ruined, really, for life. I mean, maybe people will forget, but it's unlikely in that area that they will. But I can't imagine that they're going to put him through all that.
I think that he and Zimmerman should start a PI agency.
Why? He didn't do anything wrong.
What, the police officer?
No.
How do you say that at this point without
a
trial?
Because I've seen the evidence. You don't need to put law enforcement on trial after every single event. If they're doing their job, they're doing their job.
I think that there is something to be said for that. The news media puts all of these people and all of these circumstances on trial before they actually ever get on trial. So whether you get a fair trial or not remains to be seen. I think, however, Jennifer, in this circumstance, there's enough finger pointing going back to the history of the Ferguson Police Department to suggest that they were not run, the officers weren't trained properly, the police department has not been run well.
That could be true, but this has nothing to do. This was a guy who was near a police officer.
Why was he near him in his car?
Exactly. Why was he near him?
I don't have why.
He was because he was attacking him. He was charging him. The coroner even said.
Why was he attacking him?
What?
Why? Why would
Michael
Brown attack?
Because he was pulled over. There was drugs in his system. He had just robbed someone earlier a few hours ago, so maybe he was freaked out. So he was charging the police officer.
Was he proven guilty of being? I'm playing the devil's advocate here. Was he found guilty of robbing
somebody?
No, but
he was on videotape.
Mm-hmm.
So that works for me. Does it work for you?
I don't know.
Well, except that they don't know that that was they haven't said that that was him.
It was really him, because you know what they say about all black people.
What?
They all look alike.
Oh, jeez.
How many times have you heard that in your life? No,
but
you
what
wouldn't
I would say,
say
is that
I wouldn't say
is that the evidence
wouldn't
points,
say it, but some people say it.
The evidence points to this guy being up to no good. The police officer did what he was supposed to do, and I mean, for me,
well, he was supposed to shoot him.
If you're being charged, hell yeah. Yes. If you're a police officer, I defy you to do something different. I think he did everything that a normal person would do. Now, you can raise all sorts of questions about how the police are run in Ferguson. I don't know. I don't live there. We could talk about that, and it's a great way to start a dialogue. But I think in this particular case, I don't see how you can do anything differently.
Kenny?
I don't think that, like with the Zimmerman case, I don't think we will ever know for sure what really happened.
I think that's the truth here. Yeah.
You have eyewitnesses, that though, that back up the police.
There are eyewitnesses on both sides. That, yeah.
Nonsense.
But I think that the Ferguson police have mishandled this whole thing from the get-go, from the first, from the moment that Michael Brown was killed.
Shut up until you find out what the truth is.
Well, they did. They didn't even release the officer name. See, I think that's what made them look bad, is that they did a lot to protect this guy, and I think because of that, they looked like they were hiding something.
Well, that often happens when the police are trying to circle the wagons around somebody who's been a bad cop.
But so, even, I don't think he has
even
that.
The official incident, even the official incident report that they finally released is blank. They didn't fill anything out on it.
Yeah.
They just looked
too many questions. Not
I mean, what I
answers.
Do know is that this guy's mother was out selling merchandise. And did you hear about this?
But that doesn't mean
listen to
that
this.
He's supposed to be
that
shot.
Has nothing to
do I'm
with
not
it,
talking
though.
About it being shot. Too I'm many. Just talking about there's a lot of corruption going on both sides. And one of the stories that I've heard is that Michael Brown's aunt was on the street selling merchandise for Michael Brown. And his mother, his own mother, presumably this woman's sister, came up and robbed her. Took the money and took off.
What's that got to
very
do with
bizarre.
The
there's just a that lot of corruption on both sides.
That has nothing to do with
sides.
This at all.
No.
That has nothing
it's
to do with
a strange story.
Brown
I think that you should look at the culture. It does when you think about the culture that someone grew up in. And I think it speaks
so
a
that
lot
you shoot him
for
that?
How people raised. No, Doug, he was... Oh, my gosh. He attacked a police officer. What do you expect
that's
him to do? Stand there?
That's also... Yeah, that's also hearsay.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? When you guys are in trouble, I don't want you to call the police at all.
No, Jennifer, none of the evidence has been officially released. There have been things that have been leaked. There was a picture of Michael Brown leaked that showed him with a gun and a bunch of money, and it
wasn't even
him.
Then how do you explain the fact that he was halfway into a police car? I mean, that's what he was
again,
that was the official
again.
Result from the coroner. That was proven.
He needed a ride.
Uh-huh. In and out of the police car, really?
I wanted to take. We're going to take him for a ride.
Uh-huh.
What's the story with how many people know who Big Bank Hank was?
Sugar Hill Gang.
Big Bank Hank. Sugar Hill Gang, first rappers, right? 1970s?
One of them, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? Do you have any of his music, Mike? I'm probably seeing if you can find a Big Bank Hank.
It's Sugar Hill Gang. It's
Sugar Hill Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll see if we can find one of those things, because I know that'll make your morning 14 past the hour. I know it's something that actually will make your day, a good big cup of a piping hot cup of BuzzBox coffee. BuzzBox coffee.
Can you caffeinate your underwear with it?
In the last half hour, we were talking. There's a story at DougStephan.com. Jennifer's referring to a story about how you may or may not be able to lose weight by having these new underwear that are laced with caffeine. So that may be something that you look forward to, folks. And maybe, you know, maybe what you really need to do is just go buy some new underwear and put BuzzBox coffee.
That's what I'm saying. You can drink it.
Underwear.
You can soak your underwear. It's
yeah.
Perfect.
Right. Lose weight with BuzzBox coffee. That's the new slogan for BuzzBox coffee. Who's not going to remember that? Lose weight with BuzzBox coffee. And you can do it free by getting your first bag of BuzzBox coffee free. Other end of 866-456-7805. Operators are standing by, as they say, to take your order for a free supply, a free bag of BuzzBox coffee. Wait till you get it. Wait till you smell it. Wait till you taste it. Jennifer loves it. Michael Fortier loves it. BuzzBox combines every bit of the really great Arabica coffee into the most And then this has, by the way, been proven by research coffee users. It gets you out of your tired old routine. If you're going to the local convenience store or you're going by the coffee stores and you buy the same stuff every single day, take a change, turn and take a new route to BuzzBox Coffee. There's a big orange box on most every page at DougStephan.com, and the headline reads, "Get your free pound of coffee." Help change the world as well. BuzzBox Coffee, the official coffee of the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Sign up for it there or by dialing 866-456-7805. Change your habit to something that's really, really good. Start out with free BuzzBox Coffee, 866-456-7805.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083. Call 1-800-715-7083. 1-800-715-7083.
Prostate problems are no laughing matter. The older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect sleep and intimacy. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Labs has been helping men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for years. Go to prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com to receive a special offer. Look for the blue and white box at supercenters, drugstores, and leading retailers everywhere.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The following is an important message for listeners of this station. Stress. Just the word stress can make you feel tense. Are you overwhelmed, fatigued, notice changes in appetite, or have trouble sleeping? These can be signs of stress. Puritan's Pride, leader of the highest quality vitamins and supplements for over 40 years, is now offering Peaceful Mood, a unique supplementation program that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes positive mood. In no time at all, you'll start feeling the difference Peaceful Mood can make. Call now to learn how to receive a 30-day supply risk-free. 1-800-379-8383. Peaceful Mood utilizes a proprietary formulation that packs a powerful punch that helps reduce occasional stress and promotes a positive mood. Call to learn how to get a 30-day supply of this unique collection of supplements risk-free. This limited-time offer can only be found by calling 1-800-379-8383. 800-379-8383. 800-379-8383.
Musicians, this year at Guitar Center, we're counting down to Black Friday by offering a new doorbuster deal each and every day. That means from now until Thanksgiving, we're featuring guitars, drums, keyboards, DJ, and more from top brands at savings of up to 75% off our everyday unbeatable prices. A new doorbuster deal is revealed every day and good until 1 p.m. or while supplies last. Visit your local Guitar Center or GuitarCenter.com to discover the incredible limited-time savings during Guitar Center's Countdown to Black Friday sale.
Born Henry Jackson, Big Bang Hank, along with Wonder Mike and Master G, made up the first rappers group in the 70s. He died, bad cancer about 6-7 years ago.
So young.
Yeah, 57. Too young. It just started a whole craze. Do you think just people were waiting for something like this? Were there others around practicing rap?
invented that medium.
These guys invented it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but this wasn't dirty. This was pretty clean, wasn't it?
Yeah, but think about the time. This was in the late 70s, early 80s, when you still weren't looking at pushing the envelope all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think that a lot of people seem to be talking about this. I didn't know who he was until I knew we've had a focus on this song in the One Hit Wonder contest, but I didn't know who this guy was until I learned about his passing. So there you go, folks. The end of Big Bang Hank.
That's it. I got to leave this place. I don't care what these people think. I'm just sitting here making myself nauseous.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wonder time on Good Day. Listen carefully before you fall asleep. I'll drink to that.
Wow. You packed in the morning, I stared out the window and I struggled for something to say. You left in the rain without closing the doors. I didn't stand in your way. More than I missed you before, and now where I'll find comfort, God knows. Cause you left me just when I needed you most.
All right, who remembers this song? Just
wow.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
Just had a bad moment. Richie, you had bad breakfast here?
This song does it for me.
Oh, yeah, please stop. If it isn't got a lot of guitars and noise in it, you don't like it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah,
you can say that.
Just When I Needed You Most by this Colorado-born singer-songwriter topped the pop music charts during this week in 1979. So if you know who this is, the number is 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of this one-hit wonder artist.
Man, we are digging the bottom of the one-hit wonder
only
barrel now.
From your perspective, a lot of people will actually be intrigued by hearing the song once again. And if you are intrigued, like Richie, try us at 888-302-DOUG. We'll send you a CD with a whole bunch of one-hit wonder hits.
$10 says we don't get
$10
calls on this.
Don't get three
I know
calls.
This song. song, but I didn't. I thought it was like from a famous group.
All right, so I'm going to tell you a little bit about this fellow. All right, this is a single individual. At the age of 15, he and his mom moved to Cornwall, England. He found that depressing. Girl from the U.S. had visited for several months.
I find his song depressing.
And when she went home, he wrote, "Just when I needed you the most."
Aww.
All right. He was depressed. 1979, Bearsville Records released the single "Gotta Get Out of Here," and "Just When I Needed You Most" was on the B-side of the song. Someplace a disc jockey played the B-side, caught on, rose to become a major pop hit. So this was, by the way, at the disco era, top of the disco era, so this was really countercultural in a manner of speaking. And this fellow moved back to the States, went to Nashville, where he wrote songs recorded by the Oak Ridge Boys, Michael Jackson, Charlie Pride. Sadly, he died of leukemia at the age of 48 before he was able to record any more singles.
Should have buried the song with him.
Oh, man, are you crude? You are so crude. Cruel and crude.
Oh, I was wrong. We got three calls.
Just when I needed you the most. See? Crank it up, Richie.
It is. You know, there's two kinds of one-hit wonders.
Yeah, the good ones and the bad ones.
Right. There's ones where you're like, oh, man. This
so
song.
Catchy, so good.
And then there are those songs where you're just like, wow, this is a great song. I really remember this. I really liked it. What happened to those guys?
Well, this guy's dead. From there, where do you go? All right, let's see here. This fella has. Hey, you could argue that he had three names. What? What
do you want to make? You want to make another a bet before we take a call?
You keep with your bets. What? What?
I bet you another $10 that everybody that's on the phone had to look it up on Wikipedia.
Really?
No, I won't take that bet. I bet they knew.
No.
Okay, so you will take that bet.
I'll take it.
Dave.
Okay. Yes,
did you look this up on Wikipedia?
I absolutely did not. I actually played it on the radio for many years.
Because you got the radio pipe.
He doesn't count. DJs do not count.
Oh, you did can't back out on your bet. You owe $10.
Yeah, we have
come
lots
on, Rich.
Of
you owe him the money, Rich.
Yeah.
Ask Laura.
All right, so who is this performer?
It's Randy Van Warmer.
Randy.
And Just When I Needed You Most.
Man, listen to this
listen
guy.
To him.
Look at you. Can you announce the song for us? Okay, ready. Let him go.
Right,
okay,
can
ready.
You give us weather and traffic too, Randy?
No, let him announce the song. Here it goes. Ready, Dave, go.
Bye.
That's it?
That's all?
Well, I didn't hear the song start. I thought you wanted me to do it over the air.
You're going
to
do it the right way. Come on, Rich.
Here it is.
Here's Randy Van Warmer and Just When I Needed You Most on the Doug Steffen Show.
Right. Look at that. I love the way you cue up that show. Your show.
We're going to send you a bunch of one-hit wonders. You can practice your announcing on that. Thanks, Dave. Hold on just a second.
You guys had to use a ringer. I'm not paying.
Stop it.
No way.
New fuels are being sold at gasoline filling stations in certain locations. Today, you can buy gas with 15% ethanol, 30%, or even 85% for certain automobiles. But these ethanol fuel blends are not best for your boat engines, UTVs, or generators. I'm Chris Kaiser, president of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, to remind you to look before you pump. Only use gasoline that is E10 or less in your boats and other small engine equipment. Get more information at lookbeforeyoupump.com.
Newsbreak, I'm Brian Usach. Siemens and the City's Climate Leadership Group, C40, announced the winners of the City Climate Leadership Awards 2014, honoring 10 cities all over the world for excellence in urban sustainability and leadership in the fight against climate change. From the United States, Portland, Oregon, and New York City took the honors. New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio.
As the largest city in the United States, we have a special obligation to be a trendsetter. But this award reminds us this is a mainstream issue, this is issue people feel at the grassroots, and it's an issue that demands action.
Roland Bush, CEO of Siemens Infrastructure and Cities Sector, says the number and quality of environmentally impactful and innovative city initiatives from all over the world overwhelmed him.
70% of the CO2 emissions are coming from cities, so therefore if you want to fight climate change and you want to win that battle, we have to fight it in cities.
For more information about projects of finalist cities, go to City Climate Leadership.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Get you unstuck here, 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen, Rich McMahon at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kent Kessler monitoring social media, amongst other things. Jennifer Horn just here with her light and lilty personality. Focusing today on moving fast. The European Space Agency trying to land a probe on the comet that's moving at 41,000 miles an hour. It's a pretty audacious adventure when you get right down to it. And then we have Elon Musk, who is the founder of SpaceX. He's the guy that has, he started PayPal. That's where he got his money. Mm-hmm. He now builds the Tesla car and very interested in space, kind of like Richard Branson, but he has a different focus. He's got his own company building the rockets, and he says he's in the early stages of a project that involves the development of advanced microsatellites operating in large formations. This sort of reminds me of a really scary bad movie. When you get right down to it,
all of these, you know, you see these, what do they call it, Transformer movies. I never watch them, but I've seen the trailers. And then the stuff that comes in, that last movie that Tom Cruise was in with Emily Blunt, I didn't see it, but I saw the trailers and all these things, these monstrous, horrible-looking creatures that come out of a little teeny thing, and they like blow up, and they're everywhere, that kind of stuff. So anyway, Musk is looking into lending support to a satellite venture established with the goal of providing global internet access. The venture is known as WorldView Satellites, formed by a former Google executive. It was a focus of speculation that, in fact, that Google was going to launch a new constellation of telecommunication satellites, small little satellites. Can you imagine how much space junk there is even now in near space? I'm talking about 300 miles to 20,000 miles above the planet. We have no idea how many satellites have been put up by the Russians, by the Chinese, the Japanese, European Space Agency. Everybody's in. The Europeans, they're all in on this. So how do they keep from bashing into one another? And, in fact, coming back through the atmosphere, most of them burn up anyway, so it wouldn't be a big deal. But can you just imagine how crowded, think of the 405, Jennifer, on Monday morning. That's what I'm thinking of.
Monday and Thursdays, there's a big traffic report yesterday. Thursdays is the biggest traffic day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think? Is this a value? Does anybody think this is? These satellites weigh less than 250 pounds. And they want to land. He wants to launch 700 of them.
Wow.
And then do what with them? What kind of privacy? I mean, I suspect something here. Am I being too cynical? I don't know that much about this.
What do you suspect? What do you think?
Elon Musk. I don't know much about him. Well, there's a certain amount of the James Bond movie, a couple of James Bond movies. Remember the guy, this Pierce Brosnan James Bond movie,
mm-hmm.
who...
my favorite.
He was a Chinese. Supposedly, at the beginning of the movie, James Bond kills this Korean general, North Korean general's son, but he doesn't really. He makes himself a new face into a new person, and he becomes this fantastically wealthy guy who obviously wants to take over the world, and he's got his plans to send satellites into space, and he's got it's just bizarre how many of these stories, then science fiction stories, become reality. I think that's sort of what I'm getting at here. And how many of you are going to, is this, when it comes to the early stages of technology and how much some of us understand, the fact that it's moving as fast as it is away from our ability to understand it gives me cause to wonder about how much technology will really be in charge rather than the human brain figuring things out. Look at now how much you give over to that little computer in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to think. You can just, okay, let's just look it up on Wikipedia. Or let's just figure out how to do this equation by going to the math app. Or whatever. I mean, there's 400, 500, 600,000 apps. All kinds of access to all kinds of everything that helps you figure out what you otherwise had to figure out using your brain before. So your brain's not developing. What's developing? Your finger, where you push the button on your, you know, Richie thinks these things are all so great. Nonsense.
I would disagree.
Disagree with what?
I would say that we have much more knowledge and much more conversation and much more information because we have it, access to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
how much of your time is spent every day on that machine?
A lot.
But you know what? For example, I'm just sitting here looking up what the Muslim holiday, I don't know how to pronounce it, EID is. EID.
EID?
Yeah.
It's a new broadcasting network to replace EIB.
You're right. Had I not had this computer in front of me, I wouldn't know. I mean, I'd have to go to the library.
Why is that important?
Yeah, you'd have to go
to your life.
No, I think it gives us...
Because we're about
to
talk about it, and I
actually
wanted to know what it was.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. This is there's a story from Richie's neck of the woods about the county school system changing the calendar and taking away all of the labels for various religious holidays because they don't want to offend the Muslims. All right, how's that going to work?
The way you say it. They don't want to offend. Montgomery County, which is where I was born and raised, just across the river from where I now live in Virginia, has decided that instead of giving the Muslim community in Montgomery County what they want, which is the holiday EID off, I don't know how to say it, that they will just instead strip all the other holidays of their names, such as Christmas and Yom Kippur and Easter. So what they did yesterday is they approved the school calendar for next school year. The calendar will no longer reference specific religious holidays, rather simply state that the school will be closed on those dates that correspond with the holidays. And this made the Muslim community upset, saying, we want equality. We want our holiday recognized. To which the county said, well, we don't really recognize, we don't take the days off because of those religious holidays. We take the days off because all of the students are gone for those holidays, so we shut it down for operational purposes. And since we don't have that same effect for your holiday, we can't close the schools because most of the kids are still here to show up for school. So they say, you know, you have one father saying, you know, we're kicking it down the road. You know, how am I supposed to explain to my American-born Muslim kids that the schools choose a holiday policy that gives off for Christmas and Yom Kippur, but not our holiday? He says, how do I explain that to them? So
it's all based on metrics. That's how I'd explain it to them. And then you pull your kid out of school on the holidays that you need. Big deal.
That's what I say. Why not? Yeah. What's the big deal? If it's that big a deal for you, why force every other kid to take off?
This is America.
If you don't have the majority.
Kid. Yeah.
Now, let's say we get to the point where the majority do take off for that holiday, and it does interrupt school operations, then we should relook at it, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
When the majority of people in a district are Muslim, is that what you're saying?
So, the question here, I think, is, when the majority is, right?
Yeah.
So I think the question here is did Montgomery County just cave by removing the references to Christmas, Easter, and Yom Kippur?
What a spineless thing to do.
Yeah. So, but the
this
other
is
side
why I
this.
Could never move back to Montgomery County, which I love.
The other side of this is
the
Jewish calendar and the Jewish holidays do close schools, and they are by no means the majority.
But that's new.
In Montgomery County, there's enough of a Jewish community that they do see a dip in attendance.
In Dearborn, Michigan, there's enough of a Muslim community to do
and then
this.
In Dearborn, that's what they should do.
Right.
That's the case. I think the Jewish holidays, though, are a new thing. I don't know about you guys, but my mom, as a teacher, just started getting those off maybe, I don't know, three or four years ago?
No, we had them off when I was teaching school, and that was 40 years ago.
We never did in LA.
You were teaching school 40 years ago?
I was able to take those days off when I was a kid, but the school was still open.
Yeah.
You were able to take it off because you were Jewish when you were a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, so what about all the, what about, what was that? I'm trying to remember now. A Catholic holiday. That was, I've lost it now. I remember because we have a lot of Catholic schools in my area, and they used to treat them as if they were public schools, even though they weren't. There was St. Stephen's, St. Bridget's, St. Mark's. There was another one. There were four Catholic schools in my district, and they used to have to bus the kids to the Catholic schools, or any of the parochial schools, they're called parochial schools, any of the schools that were religious, there was some, at one point in time, they said, no, we're not going to bring these kids to that school. And then somebody started a lawsuit against the community, and when you get to the practical side of it, if they weren't going to the Catholic school, they'd be going to the public school anyway. So the parents have to pay a tuition for the kids to go to the Catholic school. The least they can do for their tax dollars, haul them to school in a school bus, which seems to be, seems fair and makes common sense to me. Why are you going to haul the kids to school anyway? So why would you say, no, I'm not bringing them to a Catholic school? Come on. Anyway, but you see how divisive religion is. That's really what I take away from all.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Should religion even be a part of the school calendar?
No.
Because, you know, separation of church and state, right?
Exactly. Yes.
So then you agree with this, that there isn't, that we shouldn't call it Christmas break?
No, some people are making that argument, is that, you know, separation of church and state, we should not. I do believe that we should call it Christmas break. Mm-hmm. I do believe that we should call it Easter break. Mm-hmm. And I do believe that if you have a majority in a community, you should cater to whatever that community is.
Well, let's see. What would we call it if it wasn't Christmas vacation?
They call it winter break now in Los Angeles.
Winter break.
They're calling it winter break and spring break.
Okay. Kenny's right. Spineless, gutless wusses. 15 before the hour, Jennifer has a spine, and she's going to use it along with her mouth and her brain, as we have a television report coming up next year on Good Day. Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Stephan and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9603. That's 1-800-351-9603. Again, 1-800-351-9603.
What if I told you that you could put out the fire of acid reflux and stop taking your reflux meds forever? If you or someone you care about suffers from acid reflux, indigestion, or heartburn, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. People who have followed this plan have not only eliminated their reflux agony, but have stopped taking their reflux meds completely with their doctor's approval. This is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing acid reflux pain starting tonight. This natural solution will save you from being a slave to dangerous doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy, and the free video from Barton Publishing gives you a specific action to take right away to get your reflux problem under control. The best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common food found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 22acidreflux.com. Watch for free at 22acidreflux.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from acid reflux agony tonight. Go to 22acidreflux.com. That's 22acidreflux.com.
Now time for Jennifer Horn to update us on the latest from the world of television, including the fate of one of the co-creators of The Simpsons.
Yeah, lots of stuff going on today. We'll start, Dougie, with some sad news. Carol Ann Soucy, who's best known for voicing Mrs. Wolowitz on The Big Bang Theory on CBS, she died yesterday morning in Los Angeles after battling cancer, only 62 years old. You never saw her on The Big Bang Theory, but you could always hear her voice. She was very funny, had that very memorable role, and one of these character actors, again, that make a great career out of doing lots of little parts, but never hitting that huge amount of fame.
Yeah.
Also, some interesting news as far as exits go. Randy Jackson is exiting American Idol. He's like the original guy. He and Ryan are the last one, And so he announced that he would not be with it for the upcoming 14th season. Now, back in 2012, Sam Simon, best known as one of the creators of The Simpsons, was told that he had terminal colon cancer and had only 3 to 6 months to live. Since then, he's been preparing
3 to 6 months
in 2012. Well, you know, hey, God love him. You take every
that's
day.
That's why
right?
this woman who just decided to take her own life, that's why I'm like, man.
Me too. I have a hard time with it because you never know. You never know what God has in store or what your health is, what your body can do. But anyway, so he got diagnosed. They said he had up to 6 months
to
live.
It's population control.
Okay.
That's really how it's helped.
Well, he's been preparing to give away his entire fortune to the causes that matter most to him. He just is that he just did an interview with NBC News, and he explained that most of these causes will involve animals. He worked with PETA founder.
Okay, here's listen to this. Just think about this for a second. How many? Now that he's gone public with this, how many Cucamonga emails and letters is this guy going to get?
He's going to get. I have a feeling he's already figured out where everything's going.
You think?
I don't think you bring it up until you figure it out. I think that's good news, though. Hey, if you want to build a legacy for yourself and you want control over your exit off the planet, speaking of exits, today co-host Natalie Morales planning her next TV move. She's leaving because of the tense atmosphere behind the scenes at NBC's Today Show.
That's what happens when you sleep with the other hosts.
Hey, allegedly.
So she's the one who's the responsible for the problem?
Well, she's the one that might have horizontal mamboed with Matt Lauer.
Horizontal mambo! Mumbo.
Who knows? Maybe Al Roker, too.
Really?
Ah.
One thing for sure, Richie, I'm never going to do that with you.
Thank God.
51 half the hour on good day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here in a moment to bring us up to date on what's been renewed, who's doing what with whom.
You're going to love.
I'm going to love.
You're going to love.
All right, okay. So we'll get to that. And we have time a little more on Joan Rivers. That's coming up here on Good Day.
season screening sale starts Tuesday, and we're crazy for cozy.
I'm coming home to you.
Save 30 to 50% on great outerwear for your entire family. You'll earn Kohl's cash, too. Starting Tuesday at Kohl's season screening sale. Plus, introducing Yes to You rewards. Gifts for them, points for you, no matter how you pay. Enroll today at Kohl's.com/rewards. Find your yes. Kohl's. For program details and full terms, visit Kohl's.com/rewards.
Things aren't the same as they were when GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We didn't have reality TV. Back then, it was just reality. The most exciting thing that ever happened was when Jimmy got his head stuck in a gopher hole. And trust me, that's not a show anyone would binge watch. Yep, we didn't have much entertainment. But switching our car insurance to GEICO was pretty exciting.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
When our fellow citizens suffer through hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods, we all want to help. That's why we have the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA. But today, nearly every weather calamity is considered a disaster worthy of federal aid. If we look through the lens of liberty, we should see FEMA as our catastrophe response agency, not a gigantic federal program to subsidize all Americans who live in high-risk areas. The weather affects everyone, yet we expect the government to decide which victims get federal help and which do not. That's too much temptation for politicians wanting to appear sympathetic. If I choose to live in a floodplain or on the seashore and suffer the predictable consequences, should your tax dollars really have to pay for my choices? Or is that my responsibility?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Why are you playing the theme again? Do you like the theme?
I like it.
Really?
And you're still going to talk about TV, right?
That's very true, Ricky.
But still relevant.
Astute as you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's get at it, Jen.
All right, Showtime. Good news if you are a fan of Homeland. Showtime has ordered a fifth season of the national security drama, which I really want to start watching. I hear it's very good.
It's quite
Homeland.
Good. Yeah,
yes.
It is good. Yeah.
And then also on the same vein there, The Affair at Showtime also renewed for a second season. Homeland returns in 2015 with 12 new episodes. Now, some interesting news that I think you're going to love, Dougie.
Mm-hmm.
I predict this.
Yes.
Gideon's back. Do you know who Gideon is?
Gideon from Gilligan's Island. It's called Gideon's Island.
No, Criminal Minds. On Criminal Minds, Gideon, who is Mandy Patinkin's character on the show,
really?
Is going to come back, and here's how. Ben Savage is going to play a young version of Mandy Patinkin's character on Criminal Minds later in the season.
Yeah.
This is according to TV Guide today. The 13th episode is the one in question. It's going to focus on Joe Montana and Mandy Patinkin's characters as young 20-somethings. How fun is that? They're calling it a gift to the fans, and it'll air at the beginning of next year sometime, which I think is kind of a cool story. Also, The Evil Dead, it's official. The cult horror classic Evil Dead will rise again as a TV series this time, next year on Stars. Movie director Sam Raimi, who made the original movie in 81, along with its two sequels, will executive produce the series. So good news if you're a fan of that franchise. And then for Chicago Fire and Chicago PD fans, do you guys watch the shows?
Do not. I watched it once and some guy was getting his fist torn up in a meat grinder and I'm like, that's enough for me.
That was it?
Yep, I never watched it again.
Well, apparently they do crossovers quite frequently. They're both produced by Dick Wolf, the guy who did Law & Order, and they share storylines, characters, same neighborhood watering hole. It's all on a weekly basis. But then Law & Order SVU executive producer got the call from Dick Wolf about doing a three-part event. So now you've got crossovers happening on NBC with Chicago Fire, Law & Order SVU, and Chicago PD, which I think is kind of cool, the way that they're kind of tying everything together.
I think
a great thing if you're a fan of all of those shows.
I think Fox should have done a crossover between 24 and American Idol.
You think that would have worked? Jack Bauer could have run out
Bauer
on stage.
Jack Bauer flies on the stage and takes out Simon Cowell. And,
it'd be kind of fun. I like it.
Yeah.
Aim the gun at his knee.
All right, Dougie, back to you for Joan Rivers.
Hi, well, Joan Rivers, the story continues about Joan Rivers, but the news today.
What a tragedy.
And in investigation by the state of New York and the feds into what went on. This is
almost nothing went right there.
Nothing.
But the thing that complicated it or makes them so vulnerable to multi-million-dollar lawsuit is the doctor and one of the staffers was taking pictures.
Taking pictures while
she was out and not paying attention to the to all the equipment and the reeds and stuff, and that's why she died.
Unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It really is. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the good.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.